coming now to sit. Making yourself comfortable on a stool or a cushion or a chair. And if sitting on a chair, coming away from the back of the chair so that your spine can be self-supporting and your back and neck and head are in line, erect but not stiff. The shoulders can be dropped and relaxed so that your posture embodies a sense of dignity, a sense of taking a stand, of being awake. And letting your eyes close if that feels comfortable to you, or lowering your gaze. And coming now to focus on your breathing, focusing on the breath moving down in the abdomen, noticing the sensations of each in-breath and each out-breath. No right way to feel. Just this breath coming in. Just this breath going out. And there's no need to control the breath in any way, allowing it to breathe itself. From time to time, you may notice that the mind wanders. And when this happens, just acknowledging that this is what minds do, so it's not a problem, not a mistake. Taking this opportunity to notice that the mind has wandered, you have already woken up, you are aware. And this is what the practice is about, seeing the patterns that take us away from the present moment. So when you notice the mind has wandered, taking a few moments to notice where it had gone, then gently escorting the attention back to the breath, allowing the breath to anchor you back in the present moment. So if the mind wanders many, many times, bringing it back just as many times, beginning over and over again with the next in-breath or the next out-breath. Each in-breath a new beginning. Each out-breath, a letting go, a letting be. And using the stretches of silence to carry on this work by yourself, checking in from time to time to see where your mind is, and checking in with your posture to see if it is as you intended it to be. Now, at a certain point, deliberately expanding the focus of your awareness to the whole body, as if your whole body was breathing. So as well as the sensations of breathing, you're also aware of all the other sensations that are present in your body as you sit here. The contact with the chair or stool or cushion. Feet on the floor. Other sensations, from the surface of the skin and from inside the body. Sometimes focusing right into particular sensations, sometimes zooming out and holding the whole body in awareness. It's not unusual when sitting for a while in this way for intense sensations or discomfort to arise in your body. And if this happens, you have a choice about how to respond. You could intentionally shift your posture, noticing the intention to move, the movement itself, and any after effects of the movement. Or you could choose to stay still and to bring your awareness right up to or into the area of intensity, perhaps inviting the breath to breathe into that region of the body, to explore what sensations are here in this moment. Not trying to make anything different from how you find it, but simply exploring with openness and curiosity, what is this? And then if it stops pulling for your attention, returning the focus back to the whole body sitting here, just as it is right now. As you sit here, bringing the focus of your attention now to hearing, opening to sounds as they arise from near or far, sounds from in front, to the sides, behind, above or below. Noticing any tendency to label sounds as they come, or to judge whether you like them or not. Noticing how easily distractions can come, how easily sounds can create a story. And if you notice this, coming back to the sounds themselves and allowing them to be just as they are. As if you were hearing for the very first time, so that each sound heard was new to you. Cultivating a sense of wonder for this ability to hear so much that we so often take for granted. Seeing if it's possible to really hear the raw sensations of sounds, their pitch, or loudness, or rhythm. And the sounds within sounds. Some sounds are easily hidden by other more prominent sounds. See if we can be alive to these too. And noticing as well if there is a quieter space between sounds. Being aware of the space out of which the sounds arise. Now, letting the sounds fade into the background and bringing your awareness to your thoughts. Maybe thoughts about what you're doing now or what you're going to be doing. Thoughts about the past. Worries or anxieties. Sad, happy or neutral thoughts. See if it's possible to observe them all. as they come, stay a while, and then go. There's no need to try to control your thoughts in any way. Letting them come and go on their own, just as you did with sounds. So when thoughts arise in the mind, seeing them coming and going like clouds passing across the sky, your mind like the sky, your thoughts like the clouds, sometimes large, sometimes small, sometimes dark, sometimes light, but the sky remains. Whatever thoughts there are, seeing if it's possible to see them as events that are arising in the mind, staying around a while, and then dispersing. Being aware of any emotions that come up as well. Seeing if it's possible to be open to it all, no matter what it is. From time to time, you may find that your mind gets caught up in your thinking, no longer observing your thoughts and feelings, but lost inside them. When this happens, congratulating yourself for waking up, taking a moment to acknowledge what your mind got caught in, then beginning again, renewing your intention to observe these mental events as they arise, stay a while, then dissolve. If at any time your mind gets repeatedly drawn into the story created by your thinking, remembering that it's always possible to come back to the breath and a sense of the body as a whole, sitting and breathing, as an anchor to stabilize your awareness back in the present moment, before returning again, if you choose, to focus on the coming and going of thoughts and feelings. And for the last few moments of the sitting, coming back to focus on your breathing. And remembering that wherever you are, whatever your experience, whenever you find your mind scattered and dispersed by the events of your day, the breath is always available to nourish you and help bring you back into the present moment, to a sense of stillness and peace.